I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Hezbollah, a known terrorist group, wields significant power in Lebanon. Were they connected to last week's explosion? Initial evidence says no, but critics have their doubts. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle warns of Hezbollah's influence on Lebanese society.
Terrorism is a self-inflicting wound on the people that the terrorists claim to protect.
Investigations into last week's disaster continue. Please pray for believers as they push aside frustration to care for people in Christ's name. Nuna leads Triumphant Mercy, a Lebanese ministry.
I feel we're hostage to Hezbollah decision. They decide where we're going with foreign affairs, and we don't want this. So we need a lasting solution, and we need God to intervene, because this is not done by human hands.
And Nigerian Christians continue to face intense persecution because of the hold Islam has on the country. Many have been brutally beaten and killed, and many more feel forgotten. Mission Cry hopes to bring encouragement to these believers through God's Word. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry explains that one of the organization's missionaries in Nigeria keeps asking for more scripture.
Our guy who holds crusades and does prison ministry throughout Nigeria, he's not asking for water. He's not asking for food. He's not asking for money. He's asking for the Word of God.
Mission Cry is responding to this need by sending containers full of new and used Bibles and Christian books. One shipment has already been sent. However, Mission Cry needs more support to send the second. Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can support Mission Cry and to pray for persecuted Christians in Nigeria. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.